Life isn't about getting and having, it's about giving and being.
This episode this episode of All Things Timbo is brought to you by Audible. got it right. Audible is it's a place where you can listen to some of your favorite books. It has titles from like sci-fi, it has comedy, it has action, adventure. One of my favorite ones, which I say all the time, is The Secret to Success by Eric Thomas. It has The Alchemist. It has if you're not sick of watching and reading, it has The Hunger Games too. So, you know, if you're ever jogging around, if you're ever driving in your car, if you just don't give a fuck and you don't want to read, you can listen to your books on Audible. Go to www.audibletrial.com/Timbo and you get a free Audible trial.
Free audiobook, check it out. Also, allthingstimbo.com, click on support. You can see the many ways you can help support the podcast. Check it out. And what episode are we on?
We are on episode 28, I believe.
Okay, so here we go. Today we have DJ, Morgan's back on here, and Melissa. What's going on, guys?
Hi.
Yeah, so we got a big party going on today.
3 mics and 4 people. But, I mean, it sounds pretty good, I think.
Yeah, I think agree? We
agree. Yeah. Yeah, we make it work.
Magnificent.
Morgan's snacking on some crackers right now, if that's what you're hearing in the background.
So, the last ayahuasca episode, I was mentioning, like, oh, yeah, we have this new format going on. We're going to do all this stuff.
Yeah.
I think we're going to roll with the same thing, man.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I like it.
I like it.
I like it. We can always throw some shit in there if we ever want to. I mean, whatever. it's all the same.
Nothing's permanent.
Yeah, there you go. No one knows enough to worry.
Oh shit.
Throwing in 2 quotes.
Right?
Yep.
These inspirational sayings you just thrown on out there.
DJ back from Peru. Been getting back into the swing of things, so you're back into CrossFit. How's that going right now?
It's going good. I've been showing up every day. It's been kicking my ass for a little bit, but I'm getting the hang of it again. Seeing a lot of people in there, so it's going good.
What's Morgan been up to lately?
Modeling stuff.
How's that going?
Really good.
You sound really baked.
No.
So Morgan, how long have you been modeling?
My freshman year, I did some stuff.
Yeah.
And then, it's kind of just always been, like, every once in a while, nothing too exciting. And, yeah, I'm trying to make it exciting now.
What made you start to get into modeling? I mean, I guess every girl really wants to model, but did your friends say, like, oh, my God, you should do modeling?
Yeah, my family, except for my parents. Like, you know, my extended family. And then Tim.
Huh. So you like it so far?
Yeah.
What kind of modeling do you do?
Check out my website and find out for yourself.
Well, why don't you tell our viewers what the website is so they can check it out?
www.morganbischoff.com.
Whoa. How do you spell that?
Well, spell Morgan. If you don't know how, look it up. B-I-B as in boy.
Twist that.
Whoa.
All right, you got this. Come on. What's the website?
Last name. You can do this.
Oh, shit. You got it, girl.
Okay. B-I-S-C-H-O-F. O-F-F.
There we go.
Check it out.
There you go.
It sounded like an interview going on.
I know, right?
My apologies.
Melissa, what about you? What have you been up to?
I've just been chilling with friends, you know, working.
Yeah.
Trying to recover from my surgery.
Surgery?
Yeah.
What kind of surgery do you have?
On my intestine.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Was it scary, like, going in?
A little bit.
Huh.
It's okay, though.
I've never had surgery. Like, when they put you under, like, how fast is it? Is it really
you
that?
You don't even know.
Really?
You're
I heard they tell you, like, hey, try to count to 10. You're like, 1, 2, I'm good.
Yeah. I always try to hang in there as long as I can.
I've never had.
I just don't remember where I was.
You're,
even.
Like, trying to keep it going.
Yeah.
So are you, like, are you dreaming or, like, what's going on? You just, like, you're
know.
Out and then
you're
you wake
just,
up.
You're not even dreaming, no.
That sucks. You just wake up with,
you
like, pain.
You just wake up clueless. You're like, what?
Nice, nice. Yeah. At least I'm glad it went well then.
Thank you.
What about you, Tim? What you been up to, buddy?
Oh, shit. Not giving a fuck.
Oh, it's the way it has to be.
Lately, I've just been fucking having a fucking blast with Morgan. Yeah. Really?
That's me.
Nice. Yeah. You know, like you, I'm back to CrossFit too. Yeah. Back to jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Training's going good. Nutrition is fucking horrible right now.
I see. Yeah,
that's
I
not
see.
My fault, I swear.
It has a little bit to do with that one. But, I mean, we've just been doing a lot of fun shit. You were with us when we went to Devil's Lake.
Yeah.
Stole a boat. Hung out.
Whatever.
That was probably Morgan's idea.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I just, like I said, I had that hour conversation about religion. Or not even religion, about God. It was just, I've talked about it so much that I just have to walk away from him now. Like, it doesn't even intrigue me anymore because I'm not going to learn anymore from somebody just saying, just got to be faithful. Just God's almighty.
Yeah.
He did everything. So I just got to walk away from those conversations now.
So we got a story for you.
Okay.
Unless you were trying to go somewhere with that.
No, go for it. I mean, I could, whatever.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, this one.
Oh.
Oh my God, Morgan told me today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
so Tim and I like to sneak into this hotel. We're not going to name any names.
Is it the one I went to?
Calling you up and shit.
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to know, just comment on the podcast and we'll secretly tell you.
I know.
We'll
that
secretly
one hotel,
tell.
Right?
Okay, so we go to this hotel, you know, at least every night or every other night.
She knows when they serve pizza.
I
breakfast.
That.
So, you know, me and Tim like to go there. Get a free coffee, maybe eat a slice of pizza. Then we go in the hot tub, sweat it up, and then cannonball into the pool, and it's a great time. And then on the way out, we grab another coffee, and it's great. Mm-hmm. So we were in the hot tub last night, and you tell the story. I feel uncomfortable saying all those words.
She was the opener there.
Try your best.
No.
Tell the beginning, and I'll tell the rest.
No.
Describe it. Describe the people
no,
in the
I
hot
don't
tub.
No, I don't want to sound rude at all.
Describe the people in the hot tub and I'll go from there.
Dude, I want one of these.
I don't know how I feel about that. No, you go.
Come on.
Were they ugly or something?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, okay. There's a group of hoodlums in the hot tub.
Little kids?
There was one little boy. There was a really big chick sitting on with clothes, like with her feet in the hot tub.
She was the mom, I think, of the little boy.
Yep. There was some guy that seemed pretty normal.
Yeah.
There was also this lady who was pregnant, who was in the hot tub,
yeah.
Who was drinking straight vodka. Do I need to rewind?
Vodka.
Pregnant. No, not vodka,
yeah,
pregnant.
No, I know.
First of all, it's not really...
And she's not in a hotel.
Pregnant people
kids.
Aren't really supposed to go in hot tubs.
Well, yeah, it's probably...
That's probably, good.
That's probably
DJ,
not good for the baby.
You did not know that up until now.
No, that's probably not good for the baby.
That heat.
So
like a cooker.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know, because it's hotter than your body temperature is supposed to be.
You're
on
boiling
average.
Babies in there.
So we're just kicking it. You know, somehow we start talking about just random things.
Yeah.
And
with one of the pregnant lady who's drinking the vodka.
The pregnant chick.
Offering us some of her vodka.
Okay.
Oh, she's kind.
Morgan grabbed the cup of vodka. I thought she took a sip, and then the lady asked me, and I was like, fuck, I don't know about this.
Yeah.
And I ended up taking a sip, and later I was like, I can't believe you took that sip. That's crazy. And she was like, I faked it. So I was stuck, you know. It's fucked
she
up.
She said that?
She said what?
The pregnant lady?
What?
Wait, what?
No, Morgan faked it.
No, the pregnant lady. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so the pregnant lady, she was like, "Oh, do you want a sip of my vodka or whatever?" And I was like, I didn't want to be rude, but I didn't want to drink it. So I was like, "Yeah, sure." And she was drunk, so I just faked it.
Oh.
And Tim didn't know I faked it, and he took a huge gulp.
No, it wasn't a huge gulp. It was like a tongue dip. I don't know.
A tongue dip. A huge gulp. That's pretty different.
Yeah.
You made it look like a huge gulp.
I probably would have told her about herself. I would have been like, what the fuck are you doing drinking vodka while you're pregnant?
Yeah.
Like, that's
no, she
Come
was
closer
in a gang. I don't think you should.
Yeah, then.
Yeah.
All right, so we
let
had.
Let her do what she wants.
We had normal conversation for a little bit. Yeah. They're from Illinois. I think they live in Des Plaines right now. They're from Chicago, and she was telling us how she was a gangster, you know. She was just, that's what she does forever.
See, these are the type of people that need to be like, they need to have surgery so they can't have kids. Hey, you know what? It's because, all right, I grew up without a father and things like that. So, like, why, like, you're bragging about being in a gang, you're drinking alcohol while you're pregnant. Like, what kind of life is this kid going to have, you know?
Well, they should put him up for adoption so families who can't have babies.
No, I don't mean abort him. I'm saying to stop him from even being able to get pregnant. Yeah, that's what I thought you were saying. No, I was almost aborted. But,
poor baby. Yeah. You're here. That's all that matters. You
weren't. Yeah, my uncle told my mom to get rid of me, and she didn't. So he kicked her out, and kept the crib and everything. So fun life, right? Yeah, there you go.
Look at you now, though.
Love you, DJ.
Look at me now.
Do you need a hug?
No. I like hugs.
Okay, so where was I?
Something about
normal conversation. Yeah. Then she's telling us she's a gangster and all this stuff, and I think we left for a little bit. Yeah, we left. We, you know, went to our little table at some more coffee or something. I don't remember.
Yeah.
We head back into the hot tub and we start talking again.
Yeah.
And I don't know when, but first, Morgan. Oh, I forgot a lady, by the way. Yeah. So they have the pregnant chick who pointed at her boyfriend, husband, I don't know. And she was like, oh, I've been with this guy for 15 years.
Yeah.
5 seconds later. And that right there, that's my girlfriend.
Oh, shit.
So, okay, back to the hot tub. Who starts touching you first, Morgan?
Whoa! Where's this story going?
The pregnant girl's girlfriend.
That's what I thought. So the pregnant girl's girlfriend starts touching your leg all crazy, looking at you all crazy.
Crazy eyes.
And then pregnant chick starts rubbing on my back. And then she gets closer and like her arms over me.
Tell me about that. They're swingers. She only told about herself. I didn't know that.
Hey, they're swingers. That's all it is.
So, go ahead.
No, you go.
So she's like rubbing on my back. I didn't even know like you were being touched under the water.
I was, yeah, it didn't look like anything, but under the water. All the jets were on. And the girl's girlfriend was just like stroking me underwater, like on my leg. And I was just like, all right, I'm going to get out, sit on the ledge and just put my feet in so she's not touching me underwater.
Yeah.
Oh, she doesn't care. She has her hand sticking out of the water, rubbing my thighs in front of all these people's families just watching this all go on. It was ridiculous.
She was dedicated. She wanted that. She didn't care.
It's and like she that just little gave kid. Me these eyes like she wanted to like
get you.
Just like destroy me or something.
Whoa.
It was weird.
To ravish you.
Oh yeah.
Is it like the little kids that swim between your legs and they're just like, mm-hmm. Sorry, I didn't bring my goggles today.
Ryan.
What? Ryan.
All right, so we're being, you know, touched inappropriately. Eventually, you know, we end up leaving, but the pregnant chick's girl comes out of the water and starts following us. You know, we dry up real quick, and she walks us all the way out.
No, first she goes, phone's all the way up on the charger here. And she grabs my phone out of my hand, and she puts her number in. And texts herself and calls herself to make sure that she has my number.
I forgot what she said.
God damn.
Oh, and by the way, they basically asked us to stay and have a foursome.
Pretty much, yeah. That's pretty much what was being asked.
So this is with the pregnant chick still?
Pregnant chick and her girlfriend.
What does this world come to?
But, she was like, you should call me right now.
Right now.
And, eventually, after all that went down, she followed us all the way to the door.
Yeah.
If it weren't for being in the pool, I'd be kind of nervous. Like, what the fuck is she trying to do? But, you know.
Did you guys even know her name?
Cece.
Oh,
Cece. So, Cece followed us down the hallway to a side door. Look, to a side door. The whole time, she was staring at Morgan's ass. Just the whole, it was like the creepiest look, too.
She had like
she had a like
I think
a,
Morgan could do better if she was gonna pull a girl. She probably wouldn't be a prank.
She had a head tilt and like eyes of just god.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh how
I'm gonna eat you up.
Oh yeah.
Miss Vanilla Swirl.
No.
Hey, Miss Vanilla.
No.
Kevin,
as me and Tim are walking away, Tim, do it. She goes,
I'll call you.
I'll call you.
And she does you. This little like head tilt thing and like gives me those eyes.
Yeah. Super high baked eyes too.
Yeah, she was so baked.
And today she actually called.
Yeah, me and Tim were talking about like the whole thing and how nuts it was. And we're driving and all of a sudden this weird number pops up and I was like, who is this? So I answer, I'm like, hello. And she's like, hey. And I was like, hey. I was like who's this? It's Cece. And I was like, Cece. She's like,
y'all know?
From the pool yesterday. I was like, oh, Cece. She's like, I want to get to know you a little better. You know, I'm going to be straightforward. I like girls and you're booty-ful. And I was just like, thank you. She's like, I want to get to know you better. What do you like to do for fun? And I was just like, you know, talking, you know, just saying whatever. And I was like, what do you like to do for fun? She's like, well, I really like to bowl. It helps get my mind off things. I was like, oh, okay. And she just kept going on. And I was just like, well, I'm driving right now. So you can feel free to text me. So then earlier when me and Mel were smoking, she texts me and she goes, hey, you.
Hey, you.
We should call her.
Yeah, let's call her. Let's call her.
Hey, but don't anybody go start laughing all crazy.
Yeah, we can't blow our cover.
I can't make promises.
Grab me a phone charger.
I'm sorry. I laugh
put it
a lot.
Speaker,
phone
girl.
Charger.
Oh, shit. Where are we even plug it over here?
Oh, we're having a conversation on the phone, on the podcast, on the phone.
What is that?
This is plugged in.
I don't think is that's it a five? Charger.
Or just put five. It on the speaker.
Yeah.
My phone is dying.
Oh, give me, where's that phone? Give me that phone right there.
CC, better CC.
Standing up. Where? On the table, next to the bong.
Next to the bong.
It's right, see that? It's the left of the bong.
The house phone.
Wait, what am I looking for?
The only phone. You guys don't see that phone?
House
no, the house phone.
Oh, dude, I was like, what?
I felt like
I gotta block this number, though.
Yeah,
I can't call her on private. No, just grab a charger for me and I'll call her on cell phone.
DJ, grab that charger down there.
Oh, shit, here we go.
4S.
Oh, my legs.
Come on, DJ.
Hey. You want to hear my CrossFit workout today?
What was it?
You want to suck these nuts?
Boy.
Clean and jerk.
Is that the right one?
Three.
The one in the wall, DJ.
Oh.
In the wall.
Jesus.
Three
no.
Clean and jerks.
I lied. It's not the one in the wall.
How dare you lie to me?
Look on the floor.
This is too true.
There. Perfect.
Bring all right, here. Okay. Just unplug that part and let me get the USB.
We don't need the butt. Just use the cord.
Unplug this part?
Cool.
Yeah.
No.
Just
the other piece.
Dude, you got the most complicated shit.
Down there.
That's the
cord. That one.
Oh.
Now that there's a tornado, ruins on your floor.
This is what happened. Like, why do you have like a million different phone charges?
Okay, what do I say to her? What am I going to say to her?
I was just thinking about you.
Have fun. Let me in on this, too.
You got to say, I've been thinking about you.
I've been thinking about you. What you on?
You got to say, hey, girl, hey.
Yeah.
All
right. What are you up to? What are you doing?
Sing to her, like, I've been thinking about you.
Just have fun with her. What's up?
She said she wants me. I'll just pretend I'm alone.
You want me to put it here then?
Hey girl,
I'll put it on here and I won't even say anything.
Just call her and say, you got it.
Just be like, what's up?
I'll put your phone right here.
Okay.
Just be like, what's up?
How am I
going
to talk to her?
You're going to hear it. With your headphones.
Okay, but how's my voice going here? Oh my gosh. Oh my god.
That's what I said, just put it on speaker.
That's what I'm gonna
do. I shouldn't have smoked.
It keeps the charger. Never mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Alright, let's do this.
What are you looking up, DJ?
CC, what you want,
no.
Girl? How you been? Just thinking about you.
It's gonna be. If I might have to put this on mute every once in a while because I might start to laugh.
Okay.
Actually,
hey,
just roll with it. Never mute it.
Gotta be quiet.
Okay, be quiet.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, Cece.
Hey.
How are you?
Getting up here rolling up right now.
Oh, rolling up. What are you rolling up? J or B?
You already know what I'm rolling up.
You're rolling a blunt, aren't you?
Hell yeah.
My kind of girl.
Yeah. What's going on?
Nothing. I'm just chilling. Just got home from work.
That's what's up. I had
missed you earlier. Yeah?
I texted you, was like, hey, you.
Oh, really? I just got home. I didn't even look at it. I just wanted to call you. I was thinking about you at work.
Oh, that's cool to make
you. Yeah. I was thinking about you a lot at work, actually.
You was thinking about me?
Yeah.
What are you thinking about?
I was just considering your offer.
Considering your offer?
Yeah.
What I was talking about earlier?
Yeah, girl.
Okay.
What do you have to say about that?
Whatever, baby. You said you're wrong, so.
Damn.
Wrong. I just had to get that out there. You know what I'm saying? I seen you last night. You looked good. Nice to meet my band. Spotted you. I didn't want to come up to you the right way, so I really feel encouraged to come up to you last night.
Aw, you could have came up to me.
I didn't know if that was your boyfriend. I'm like, damn, was that her boyfriend? You know, I didn't want to be rude, you know?
I understand.
That's why I was like, okay, let me just... That's probably her boyfriend.
Well, thank you. That was very respectful of you.
Right, you know, I don't want to be like that. That's rude. You don't come up to nobody when they would think of me, you know?
Yeah.
So what you do to you drive? You got your own vehicle?
I have a Beetle.
I think you got your own vehicle.
Yeah, I have a Beetle convertible.
Oh, that's shit, you can come ride now. You can blow with me if you want to. I'm there by myself. I'm at the... My mom, I was by myself. I'm there partying all today.
I actually have to go to bed early tonight because I have stuff to do in the morning.
Right.
You want to hang out this weekend?
Yeah, we can. If you want to.
Yeah, of course I want to.
Yeah. Of course. Thanks for cooking. You want time, you know, be at work on your break or whatever.
What did you say?
I said you can text me too if you want some time, whatever, on your birthday.
Okay.
On your break time.
Yeah.
Bowling.
You want to go bowling?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, let's fucking go bowling.
I like bowling.
I know, you told me today earlier. That's really...
Yeah, bowling is what's up.
Do you think you could help me?
Help you what?
Bowl, I'm not very good.
Of course.
Help you get the fingers in the holes. She came.
Yeah, be like, however, help you get a good stance.
Ain't nothing to do it.
What do you want to...
I ain't no professional, but you know.
What do you want to do after we bowl?
I'm gonna help guide you in the right direction.
The right direction of what?
Bowling. I'm gonna make sure that you put your three fingers in the three holes and roll it on down there.
Roll it on down.
Wow. Wow.
What else? So you have a nice day today? Nice work?
Yeah, today was awesome. It was. And the weather was pretty nice.
It was. I got fucked up, man. I took some shots of tequila earlier.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I sure would like to take a shot off of you.
Wow. With salt and lime?
Yeah, I had some lime, yeah.
Wow. Well, we'll have to do that before we bowl.
Huh?
We'll have to do that before we go bowling.
Oh.
Oh,
you
I am.
Like to get to know you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that would help. What was that?
I would like to get to know you, you know, so we could get some time, hang out, chill, smoke.
You don't like that. You just like to go for it.
You want to get freaky.
Well, I still want us to get freaky, though.
You
want
to get freaky?
Yeah, after we go bowling.
Be like, I want you.
You feel me rubbing on your leg last night in the water? I'm like, oh my god, I'm high.
Cece.
You guys shut the fuck up.
Okay, sorry.
Cece, I want you. Cece.
What did you say?
I had a nice time last night.
Same. I want you so bad.
Looking at me last night
because
I was sure looking at you.
Yeah, I was looking at you.
Damn, you look good.
Thank you, baby.
You got a shake, too?
Not a
shake.
Thank you.
You got a nice little shake. Sure, send me a picture.
You want me to send you a picture?
Yes, I'll put it on the front of my screen.
Only if you send me a picture, too.
Background, that background pic.
I will when I get dressed up. I'll probably get dressed up like another hour.
Okay.
You need to send me a picture of that little baby you did on last night. I can't even remember the color of it. All I know is I remember wrapping a towel around you.
Yeah, I remember you kept trying to wrap that towel around me. I remember.
Yeah, I'm glad just here. My birthday just came in.
Yeah, you look chopped as fuck when you got in the hot tub. I was like, damn, I want what she's having.
Man, that was so hot last night. I wish you would have told me you smoked last night, because I could have smoked.
I didn't want to sound grubby.
Oh. Yeah. You got any sisters or brothers?
Yeah, I do. I have a brother.
Aren't you gonna go to bed
soon? I'm number 6.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which? Which?
4 sisters, 2 brothers. One of my sisters is deceased.
Oh, damn.
About 2 years ago.
Well, I have to get going to bed soon because I have to wake up early, okay?
Okay, I appreciate you calling me, though. I appreciate the call, whatever.
Yeah, of course. Well, just, yeah, send me a picture later, and I'll make sure to dream about you.
I'm trying to do that. Could you send me a picture before you go to bed?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, sweetie, I'll call you tomorrow.
All right, good night.
Good.
Well, there's that.
Morgan, dude, no, she wants a picture from you. She
you guys realize you cannot go back to that hotel anymore, right?
They're not from here. You already made it to her phone screen if you send her a picture.
Oh, yeah, you gotta wait for her to send one.
She has a girlfriend.
You gonna send her one?
No.
She has a girlfriend and she's gonna put you as her screen.
Maybe I might. Maybe I might. But it'll be like a goofy ass picture.
Just still put it on the screen.
Send her a picture of all of us, like, on the mic.
that's so fucked
Dude,
up.
Like,
I'm sorry.
She has a girlfriend, and she's going to put you on her screensaver. That's not smart. She's going to hide the fuck
out of that
picture.
The other one's on the home screen.
She's going to hide the fuck out of that picture. She doesn't put that on her screensaver.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. There was that. She was, you know.
Sorry that dragged on for so long. I just don't want to seem rude.
No, it was great.
I was high as fuck.
I was fucked up earlier.
I was scared she was going to hear your laughter.
Yeah, I couldn't stop laughing when I started.
I was so close. I had like a
I was surprised when she wanted to get to know you first.
Yeah, me too. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, threw me for a little curveball.
He's like, nah, I just want
to. It's almost like she was looking for a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was
she
just
wanted
like,
it.
No, I just
like, why
freaky.
Do we have to talk about my day? Like, let's just fucking go to your place and drink
Morgan
tequila.
Morgan's like the queen of teas. Like, her voice is just like, it's like, yeah, I was.
It's not like that, but I know what you're saying.
I was thinking about you.
I was definitely thinking about you.
I'm like, oh, if that happened to me, I'd be like, oh, this sucks. But, yeah, that was fun.
Hello.
I just don't know what to say.
Yeah, what are you going to do now? You're just going to, like, are you going to answer any of your calls, or are you just going to...
I don't know. I don't want to be, like, a bad person, but I don't want to be a bad person by continuing.
You don't want to stick your 3 fingers in the hole?
No.
Make it down
the
lane.
She said it all funny.
Yeah, she said it all, like, slow. Like, are you getting the point?
Also, no bowling this weekend? Okay.
So, my phone's been broken for, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Phone's been broken. It's been great. But I haven't been keeping up with what's been really going on in the world, I guess.
Okay, it doesn't really count because he says his phone's broken, but he still has a phone.
How so, though?
Because of me.
There's like not even a handful of people that have direct contact to me, right? 3 people, maybe?
Yeah. Your brother, DJ, your mom, Dale, Andy.
Oh, 5. Damn, you named them all too.
No internet?
Well, sometimes.
I gotta get my cheat in sometimes. Yeah. That's good though. You're enjoying life and kind of staying away.
Yeah, but what sucks is that I had a bunch of Bitcoin on a online wallet.
Yeah.
And I had to get this adapter. I still don't have it yet.
Didn't you like?
I ordered it on Amazon. What's up?
Didn't you have like the block? Did you ever figure out everything with the blockchain?
I couldn't. So what I have to do is get something for my phone to plug into the TV.
Yeah.
And then I'll use my phone on the TV and then get everything before I get it fixed. Because I have insurance on the phone, but I need to get the Bitcoin first.
Huh.
It's all because of Google Authenticator. It's making it difficult.
Yeah, the same person that I was talking about God and stuff with before that, I was telling him about Bitcoin, and he seemed like he was really interested in it.
Anyone that actually like wants to actually listen a little bit about Bitcoin,
yeah,
it gets interested. I mean, it's an interesting subject.
Because we were starting off talking about how screwed up our money, our monetary system is, because it's not real. It's all based on a system of numbers. You know, it's not backed by any gold or anything like that. And I was telling them how, you know, the debt ceiling is always going to exist. You know, they talk about, all right, we hit the debt, we got to raise the ceiling. We're always going to have to raise the ceiling because there's always twice as much debt as there is actual money circulating in the system. Like, it's a never-ending loop. You know,
that's what Bitcoin can solve.
Exactly. And that's what got them really interested. You know, I was telling them how, you know, I was like, you put $100 in the bank. They only keep 10% of that. They loan the other out. So I'm like, you know, let's say you put $100 in a bank. They loan out the $90 and you want to take out your $100 again. Where did that $100 come from? It's all numbers, you know. So he got really interested in that. And he was like, oh, man, how do I get started? I was like, oh, you got to make a wallet and all that stuff. So probably get him started with Bitcoin.
I think we're going to have to bring Trek on pretty soon just to catch up with what's been going on in the Bitcoin world. I know I signed up for, I don't know if it's Zappo, it's XAPO dot whatever.
Okay.
It's an online wallet service, and they had this, you could sign up for like a pretty much a debit card. I don't know if it works with Visa or MasterCard or both or whatever.
Yeah.
But it will go directly to your Bitcoin wallet when you use it.
Nice.
And they say that they're going to start sending them out soon. There's a lot of stuff online that says who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah.
There's another company, CoinJelly, that came out saying they're going to do the same thing, provide the same service. You know, the goal is to have Bitcoin be the currency, right, where you don't need to use something. But in the meantime, I think it's going to be pretty cool to be able to use it anywhere. Go ahead.
You think if they do something like that, it might start mimicking, like, the system that we have now eventually?
Well, I mean, in the way that you're using it, yeah I guess so. But it's still going
to
be...
Where you would have to, like, if you want to go online and you have to type in all the credentials on the credit card or whatever, or the debit card.
I think the internet's going to catch up faster than storefronts.
Yeah.
So on the internet, you're not going to be doing that as much. But I mean, if you need to,
yeah,
you have the option.
I have a question.
Sure.
I have a stupid question, actually.
It's no such thing as a stupid question.
Yeah, whatever. Did they not have banks until computers? Because all the numbers are stored on, like, computers, correct?
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was saying, yeah.
So, is that right?
Do you know the answer to that?
Did they not have... Ooh. Yeah, you gotta be careful with this mic. It sucks. You touch it like... Whoa, that got really light. Yeah, you touch it a little bit and it just fucks up.
There had to be banks before computers.
No, yeah, for sure. Because the computers are new.
How did they keep track of them?
All by hand, and that's why human error was a huge role that played. That's why...
Back then, money mattered, though.
Yeah, like it was actually backed by something back then. Like, you know, I think it was 1935 is when they got rid of the gold standard where money was backed by gold. You used to be able to take your money into the bank. Like, let's say I take $50, I take it to the bank, I put it down, I want $50 in gold. They would give it to you. but it's not backed by gold anymore. It's literally nothing. Like, there's nothing backing the U.S. dollar but people's belief in the money. Dun dun dun, dun, wow. dun. It's not worth shit. You know what I mean? People go to work, get their paycheck, they cash their check, and they get, let's say, $200. That $200 doesn't belong to them at all. It says on the back of that money, property of the Federal Reserve. It's not your money at all. And the Federal Reserve isn't controlled by the government, or it's controlled by itself. I think Janet Yellen is the chairwoman of the Federal Reserve right now. She's the most powerful woman in the world because she controls the world economy. She makes inflation and deflation go up and down. She controls job rates. She controls all the stuff. It's all manipulated.
What do you think about a woman in that seat? No, I'm totally kidding.
Rude.
Oh. Hey, I've never had anything against anything like that. Like,
I was kidding.
Yeah, I know. I just had to comment on it just so they know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, see, that was another thing the guy was that I was arguing with about religion. You know, he doesn't support, you know, gay marriage because it's against the Bible and things like that. I'm like, you know what?
Did you hear what my photographer said the other day?
Oh, shit. What?
He was like, he said, what did he say? He was like, oh, the other day when I was with my friend, I was so pissed because I just heard that they passed gay marriage or something.
He said that?
He was like, he was telling a story and he was like, it was the day they passed gay marriage and I was so angry about it. And I was like,
how did I miss that?
I don't know. But I was like, whoa.
Yeah, that's what I was
tell
saying.
Tell him about his little boner.
No.
His little boner. That's always a funny story. Little boner.
You tell the story.
Well, pretty much. I didn't see it, but sometime during the shoot, he popped a little boner. Might have been big. I don't know. He popped a boner, though.
Huh.
How'd that make you feel?
Bad.
I felt naughty.
And he made that weird-ass comment. And he's a cool guy, but he said that funny comment at the end.
When we were, like, going over the pictures after the shoot, he was like, you're probably not as innocent as you portray or something.
Something like that,
something weird like that. And I was like, oh, for sure, dude. Thanks.
He's good, though. You guys, I mean, those pictures look amazing. You agree?
Yeah, I'm pretty proud.
Yeah. Once they're actually released to you, you're going to throw them up online. They can check them out at your website.
Cool, cool.
So he's just like out of nowhere, just slammed gay marriage, though?
I guess. I missed it. I was talking to him about CrossFit and MMA, some jiu-jitsu.
See, that's the thing I didn't understand, though. You know, I was telling them, I was like, how can two people of opposite sex that hate each other get married, but two people that'll die for each other, they love each other, but they're the same sex, can't get married? Like, it makes no sense.
What's his response to that?
He's like, oh, that's not in the Bible. God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. You know, the stupid
Adam and Steve.
You've never heard that?
No, that's a good one.
That's crazy.
Well, yeah, it's just ignorance to me, you know? Like, what does it have to do with anybody else's lives? Like, if they want to be married, that doesn't make sense to me.
I agree.
It has nothing to do with anyone else. It's all religion.
But I also don't agree with the need for marriage in general. For either,
well, that's true. But if anyone is given the opportunity to be married, it should be equal, though. You know,
exactly. They're just pissed. Like, how come they can, but we can't?
I got it.
Yeah. So I'm not saying like there's a necessity for marriage, but I'm saying you know, if anybody can get married, then everyone should be able to get married.
No, I agree. Totally.
If I want to marry my fucking chair, I should be able to.
The chair doesn't have it rights to say yes or no.
It loves me. Okay.
Would you marry this mushroom?
Fuck, dude. Hell yeah.
Okay.
Marry some psilocybin mushrooms. That wouldn't last long, though. Yeah, he was like, when he was talking about how his sister was possessed and stuff, he was like, yeah, dude, she was seeing things. I was like, I take some mushrooms. I see things, too.
What do you say to that?
He was just like, oh, you...
Drugs are evil.
Yeah, he was just talking about drugs and shit, so... Yeah, ignorance.
How's UPS been?
UPS has been a shithole. That's what it's been. And I'll be leaving in a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm just sticking through it. I've got a couple union people trying to grieve me.
Let them.
Yeah, the way I see it is, hey, I'm leaving. You might as well make some money off of me before I go. So.
That it's the silliest shit. Like when they the union guys get mad about helping out, I just look at them and I'm like, really?
Yeah, Brian Barber came up to me. He's like, no, you ain't gonna be working today.
Isn't
that
so
silly? I was like, I've never heard that in my life. You ain't working today. Get the hell out of here.
All right, see you later. Clock out.
We actually literally get in trouble for working. Like we can't work or we get in trouble for it.
But doesn't everybody work?
Yeah.
Every supervisor.
Yeah. But we're not supposed to. We get in trouble for it. Makes no sense. How does that make you feel?
Retarded.
It makes you feel retarded or
just listening to it.
Oh, okay. How about you, Melissa? You're just over there. She's plugged in, dude.
I was.
You gotta unplug.
I'm sorry.
What's going on over there?
I don't know.
There you go. Hey, that's the future, though.
That's sad.
How could you see cell phones? Like, it's so weird how they started off like the size of a fucking suitcase, and then the big thing was to make them smaller. And now they're expanding, like now they got like, you know, Galaxy Notes and stuff, like they're like big tablets. Like, what do you think the future of like communications technology is gonna be?
You're not gonna have to hold anything. It's gonna be internal.
You're just gonna tap your tongue like ring ring ring. Hello.
You think people would make a transition to something like that though, or would it be some
It would take, I mean, it's like, you know, Google Glasses is taking a while to get started, but yeah. Once they find a way to make it fashionable, then that'll be a huge thing. Because I always think once something actually takes off, like once somebody, another company sees like, hey, Google's making some money off of this, they're going to make their own version, and then there's competition. You know, Google or Apple is competing with all these other technology companies. Facebook's buying up a bunch of technology. So especially if it's something like that, like it's internal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people are fans of being lazy. So it'll be really easy to convince somebody to do that. You got something to say?
No, I was just gonna say, anxious. You said the Google Glasses, once they'll become fashionable.
Yeah,
just like how, like, that made me think of how Tim was saying how all of Apple's products are so sexy that you just
honestly, Apple products are fucking sexy. They make the best looking products in my opinion.
Yeah. Don't look at my iPhone 4.
I don't know. It looks plain to me.
When that came out, that was the sexiest phone.
It was. They're always like ahead of the game.
Ignore the crack, but like, really?
Okay. Everybody compares, even online, like the, I've talked about it before, the Apple cameras versus Samsung.
But that's not, that's not aesthetic though. That's not like the look of it. That's
okay.
Like,
let's talk about how much better the iPhones run.
See, I can't compare that because I haven't used an iPhone, but I can compare what they look like.
I've used both.
I think Androids definitely look like iPhone. Looks the exact same every version. There's no new, there's no bigger iPhone.
You gotta embrace that sexiness that Apple brings.
There's no bigger iPhone.
Go fuck yourself.
There's no smaller iPhone. There's no different shape
iPhone.
Guess
what, DJ?
I can't get a triangle shaped iPhone or something different.
Stick with your Samsung then. Yeah. I'll be over here with Apple.
Well, you can't get Bitcoin, so once it takes off.
They
can.
They got wallets now.
Have anybody talked about them? Are they good? Do they work? Are they?
She has the Coinbase wallet on her phone.
Oh, Coinbase does work on Apple now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. You can get Bitcoin.
Hop off.
Oh.
I left Team iPhone because of Bitcoin, and now they're accepting it again.
So you going back? I mean, you did break
thinking
your phone.
About it.
You did break your phone, so you're free to start over.
Yeah. Fucking phone. How did it break? My phone was in a purse. In an OtterBox, in a purse, in a backpack.
And it was a pretty
sit
soft.
Around
it was
it.
A pretty soft purse too. It was,
yeah.
It was like, you know, it's like cotton or something like that. I don't know, man. I threw mine, and you know.
No, I know. I just doesn't make any sense. It's a big headache right now, but once I figure everything out, we'll be good.
Nice. I don't even know where we're at right now.
Check it out.
That wasn't right. I got this. It still didn't work.
Timbo.
Oh, you changed it.
I did.
Well, there you go. That's why I couldn't get on.
I thought you already did it earlier. That's
no,
why.
No, I did not.
Same thing happened with Andy.
Well, now everyone knows the password to your computer.
Yeah, I
know.
So Let's give off the address
it
now.
It doesn't matter. There was some, I saw a funny picture of a recent interview of some, I don't know what kind of intelligence company, whether it was the FBI or CIA or something.
Yeah.
And they had like a news reporter and the camera was, you could see the whiteboard in the background. Yeah. They had like a username and password. It's always funny to see those.
I don't think those guys are intelligent for intelligence companies. No.
Face the camera this way.
If you think, like, so we're fighting against like the NSA for, you know, cyber surveillance and all this other stuff. If you think we were to completely just give them whatever powers that they wanted, and we just let them do whatever they wanted to do, how far do you think they would take anything? Like, what do you think they would end up?
Shit, I have no fucking clue. Where do you see it going?
I'm just wondering because I see, you know, that we're fighting them for, and we're fighting them obviously for a reason. But if we stop fighting them, like, because they say that they have our best interest, you know, in mind.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So if, you know, if we just
give them a test run, is that pretty much what you're saying?
Well, yeah, I'm saying if, I'm not saying to do it. I'm saying, yeah, like, if we did do it, what do you think will happen? You know,
I can't see any good happening.
Like how? What do you mean?
Well, just like all the things that we're learning now with all these like different forms of social media, yeah, about what they're doing that's wrong.
Yeah.
If we just let them have everything and we don't have the access to know what they're doing these, yeah, days, I just, you know, who knows?
So I like to say if we allowed them to collect bulk information of every citizen in the world and store it, like that's what they're trying to do. I mean, what do you think they're going to... What's the worst that you think could happen with that?
Well, the worst is that anything can happen because they're just human beings in there. Whatever one person wants to do, possibilities are endless.
But I mean, it's stored. What do you mean? What can they do with it? They can deface somebody. They can
do anything.
Throw somebody
in
jail. What do you think the worst is gonna like? What do you mean? They can do anything.
And everything you just stated plus more. The possibilities are endless.
With just knowledge of things that they've said or what?
What I'm saying is they're just human beings in there.
Yeah.
Just like us,
yeah,
with all this information.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that anything can happen if it's just regular people.
But I mean, when you say, I'm trying to understand what's the like most negative that can come out of the fact that they're storing information.
Well, the possibilities are endless. The most negative could be, I mean, I couldn't tell you the worst thing that could happen. But things like your naming are possible.
Do you think they're just going to start killing people? Or
I don't think that they're just going to start killing people, but yeah, it's a possibility. I think the possibilities are endless.
Isn't that possible that they could just kill people now? I mean, people disappear. People, I mean, they have a lot of power now.
Yeah.
So if we just give them the rest of it, like how much more power could they have?
I can't answer that.
Not that I'm advocating for them at all. I'm just curious, you know, me.
I can't. What do you
curious
think?
Curious George. I'm starting to wonder how much they could actually do with it. I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't really have an opinion. That's why I was asking the question. I wonder if you did. But
I mean, that's all I can really say. Possibilities around this because I really don't. I don't know how far it could go.
Yeah. I was just like,
it can already go pretty far. So it's kind of scary to think.
Like, this is my thought. Like, thoughts like this. Like, okay, if let's say Hitler succeeded. Hitler won the war. Everybody speaks German now. Blah blah, what's the worst that could happen? Everyone speaks German, everyone's under Nazi control. Okay, that's settled. Now what? You know what I mean?
That's what
you're
saying.
That's
yeah,
what
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
thinking. Like
yeah,
what,
yeah.
What's really like what's the end mm-hmm. goal here? What's the
gotcha,
ultimate,
yep.
you know? Yeah. I don't know. That,
you guys
that
have
was,
any comments?
That was a new one. That came out of nowhere actually. Like I've never thought about that. That was on the spot.
Yeah. You okay, Morgan?
She's like she's listening to music or something. She's just nodding her head and smiling.
Oh, I'm good.
You got any high thoughts for us? I mean thoughts.
Some ideas.
Anything? What's going on in your head right now?
Giraffes.
Oh, I'm just picturing them running.
All right, there you go. So, what do you like? Why do you like giraffes so much?
I don't know. It was my second word.
Really?
Yeah.
As a baby, your yeah. second word was giraffe.
Yeah. I think my mom like trained me to say it or something.
You don't usually hear giraffe all the time to be able to just copy that.
Yeah, my mom said it a lot. Because I had a lot of stuffed animal giraffes, and she'd be like, giraffe, giraffe, giraffe. So I would say that to everything because I, like, just loved them so much, you know.
Morgan, you want something to eat? Giraffe. No, you can't eat giraffe.
No, I would never eat a giraffe.
Have we all seen giraffe fights here?
Yeah, with their necks.
God damn.
They slap their necks together.
I wonder how healthy a giraffe is. I feel like it'd be pretty lean.
They're pretty
You've
lean.
Never seen a giraffe?
Yeah.
Like what? Like
they're vegetarians.
I asked how healthy they would be.
They're vegetarians. They're too peaceful to go kill another animal.
Did you guys even catch what I said? I said how healthy
would
they be.
No, because you said they're pretty lean. So, Tim, you know what I
mean. Yeah. That's why I said that.
You and I connected.
Yeah, but then Morgan said something about they would never kill. Like, what? I'm confused.
I'm just letting you know.
My favorite animal is a lion, and it does kill. Yeah.
So, okay. Hey, you're the one that talked about Naked and Afraid before, right?
I think so, yeah.
It was my first time watching it today.
You watched it at my house.
How was it?
You've seen it, right?
Yeah.
Watched what?
I'm really thrown off by why they have to be naked. They have to survive anyway. That shit, I mean, the only thing about that show is it's kind of like Bear Grylls. And
I think it's how well can you survive.
Let's explain what it is because some people don't know what it is.
DJ, take it away.
Naked and Afraid, they take two strangers, always one man, one woman, and they throw them in some kind of situation, be it desert, jungle, whatever, and they have to survive. They pick one tool each to take with them, and then they have to just survive.
Naked.
Naked.
21 days.
And Afraid.
21 days. So.
Oh, go ahead.
You were going to say something?
I was just going to say, I think the reason that they're naked is because, you know, like I said, they get one tool each.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal is to survive off of what you can survive off of. If I give you
it
clothes.
Should be more than one tool.
Yeah, if I give you clothes, you can make string, you can make rope, you know, whatever.
Okay. The only thing that I have with that show, it's a survival show, but I don't think you'll ever see a death on that show. Not that I want to see a death on the show.
There's been some close ones.
They have a medical team right there.
They had to fly that one guy. There was a guy that on the show, they had to fly him out because he drank some water.
Oh, malaria.
Yeah, they had to fly him away. Like
He's still recovering. There's like, okay, you drink the wrong water, you get bit by something, right?
Yeah.
That they didn't see.
Yeah.
But they're not going to get eaten by a big animal.
Well, I don't think they're going to like show somebody die anyways, but like,
no, I but yeah. What
but
I'm saying is
the possibility should be there.
What I'm saying is Bear Grylls is one guy that goes out into the wilderness or whatever he does, but that he has a team too.
Yeah.
Survival man, that motherfucker goes out there with his camera and you know himself.
Yeah.
How does he charge it?
Charge what?
His camera. Oh,
he probably has multiple batteries. And I think he goes out with his kids sometimes too, right?
Yeah, but
it's just them. That's it.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it is. Do you say how, like, realistic the survival situation is with the medical team or what?
It's realistic in the fact that they got to survive, but it's pretty safe with the medical team there, is what I'm saying. I wouldn't be scared to do that. If I got sick, boom, there's the medical team. If I was there by myself, it'd be a totally different game.
Yeah, but, like, it's not like you just, like, okay, I got a medical team, so now I'm just going to be reckless.
No, I'm not. I know that.
Like, they're still, like, it's still, like, I have to survive here. Like, they're not. I'm like, I don't get it.
What I'm saying, like, that guy, they had to fly out, right?
Yeah.
He'd be done. He probably wouldn't even.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's why they have to have a medical team.
He probably wouldn't even sign up for a show like that. If there was no medical team and all this stuff there, you wouldn't have half the people that you see there. Maybe most of them.
And you'd also probably get sued quite a bit. Too.
Because let's say you're dying, you know that someone will save you. You should be in survival mode where you have no other option but saving yourself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can't. How do you save yourself from malaria?
That's your problem.
That's your spray. Well, that's the thing. You can't put that on TV.
Why didn't he bring a life straw?
Oh, there you go.
See? You could drink all the water.
That was his one tool, a life straw.
I think that'd be the best tool to bring.
Definitely. Just go ahead and drink your own piss.
You could drink any water with that thing. Well, you don't need a life straw to drink your piss.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to do that. I mean, your body rejects it for a reason. It's toxins and things that your body couldn't use. I mean, you might get a tiny portion of water, but other than that, you're just recycling toxins that your body couldn't use in the first place.
A lot of people have survived on drinking their piss, right? Getting stuck somewhere?
I don't know, man. I don't think it's the best thing to do.
What up?
Like I said,
haven't you heard stories like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would probably, if I was in that situation, I would just drink a whole bunch while it was there, and so then I'd be super hydrated, and then I'd have to drink my clear ass pee. You know, and it probably wouldn't taste
you
as
don't
bad.
Usually you're not usually prepared for a survival situation enough to do that.
They
but,
were
well yeah but I mean like especially if you were like in a real life survival situation where you didn't drink a gallon of water before you went out there. Especially if you're in a survival situation, chances are you're drinking like really bad stuff. Because I mean, you're eating bad stuff that's not really properly cooked or whatever. You're dehydrated. You're all kind of stuff. So you drink that, you know, basically brown piss, and like that's just I can't be good for you.
No, I'm saying like when they do pass, you know how they have to keep moving.
Yeah, right.
Like
you got like a chicken wing going.
Poison ivy.
I have poison ivy, so I'm scratching it on the chair.
Really? Is that where it's been the whole time, or did you get more poison
it's
ivy?
It's all over.
On my whole body.
Did you fall in a bush of poison ivy?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to talk about it.
Stop scratching it.
You don't understand. Let me just fucking tell you that.
I was in Peru with a lot of mosquitoes. I got a little bit of an understanding of itch.
No, because it's different. I scratch here. Let's say, like, I don't have one on my leg. I scratch it, shows up a couple hours later.
That's why it's, you don't scratch it.
You don't understand. It literally...
I'm going to get some poison ivy one
like,
day.
Like, when you scratch your poison ivy, it's, like, orgasmic. I swear to God.
That's what all scratches are like. That's why you scratch. It relieves the itch.
You don't understand. It's on the whole back of my arm, so I can just rub it against this chair, and it scratches like 13 to 14 to 16 bites, and it feels so good.
But I'm saying, like scratching any scratch feels good.
All scratches are orgasmic?
No, I said scratching any scratch feels good. It's relieving the pain. That's why it feels good. I didn't say they were all orgasmic.
Here, I'll give you some poison ivy, and then we can relate.
I said I will. I'll take some poison ivy. Go ahead, man. I don't scratch itches.
Here, I'm
serious. Scratch mosquito bites.
Go ahead.
Oh, is that? Does it work that way? I don't think it works.
It's extremely contagious.
Is it? Go for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Here,
scratch it up first. And
scratch
then
it, and then scratch places on your body, and you'll get it.
I think I'll just look for some poison ivy.
Pussy boy.
You are what you eat. All right, so.
Wow.
We're gonna wrap this up probably.
Where are we at?
We are at. Let's find out, Mr. Timbo. 57 minutes and 25 seconds.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah.
Bye, bitches.
I don't have access to my
Twitter.
There's
Morgan's goodbye.
Adios, amigos.
I don't have access to my Twitter anymore, but you can still tweet DJMax13M.
Yep.
Morgs Bischoff. You on Twitter, Melissa?
Yep, I am.
What's your Twitter?
Wait, I don't even know.
you've been on the
Melissa
internet all day.
Melissa Ray Bay.
And all that's right. Spelled Melissa, RAEBAE.
All right, here you go. All right.
We also...
RAEBAE.
We got some big things coming up. Starting a little brand, Blotter Squad. You can check out BlotterSquad.com, Twitter, at Blotter Squad, and Facebook.com/BlotterSquad. We'll talk about it more next time. See you guys later. Stay black, cocksuckers.
I'll try to do my best.
Oh, wow.
All right. Love you guys.